face coverings are no longer necessary in indoor settings in most of the Front Range. That's according to new guidance issued Friday by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC revised its masking recommendations according to a combination of new metrics at the county level. The metrics include new COVID-19 cases per 100,000 residents, new hospital admissions in the past week, and availability of staffed hospital beds. The CDC's new online tool to check counties' risk levels shows Denver, Boulder, Broomfield, Arapaho, Adams, and Douglas at the lowest risk level. Jefferson and Weld counties are at medium risk. Larimer County is at a high-risk community level, at which the CDC continues to recommend the use of masks in indoor spaces. The CDC has also updated its guidance for public and private school buses. As of this morning, universal masking is no longer required on Boulder Valley School District buses and vans. The school district dropped the masking requirement inside of school buildings just over a week ago, but federal guidelines kept mask mandates in effect on school buses. Face coverings are still required on flights and at airports through at least March 18th and on most forms of public transit. The Denver Metro Regional Transportation District, RTD, is seeking public comment on the new system operation plan. The plan seeks to increase ridership, adjust to new travel patterns, and improve overall performance of the RTD system. An interactive map available online at RTD's website allows residents to look at different routes and leave comments and recommendations. RTD is also hosting two public meetings to share the new system operation plan and collect feedback. The first meeting is tonight, February 28th, at 5:30 p.m. over Zoom, and will be conducted in English. The second meeting is Thursday, March 3rd, at 5:30 p.m. over Zoom, and will be conducted in Spanish. More information is available at rtd-denver.com. Today kicks off a six-week-long dive into how Boulder County will spend tens of millions of dollars allocated under the American Recovery Plan Act, or ARPA. Boulder County has created three working groups that will focus on economic challenges, housing affordability, and mental health and social resilience. Their work begins today and will continue through April with workshops and meetings on the impacts of COVID-19 and the needs and wants of community members. Recordings of these meetings will be posted on the county's website at boco.org/ARPA for public viewing and input. The federal government allocated more than $63 million in ARP funding to Boulder County. According to a county press release, half of that money arrived last year and the remainder is expected by the summer. Colorado will soon receive its first disbursement of funds from a multi-billion dollar settlement with pharmaceutical companies as part of a nationwide opioid lawsuit. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser announced Friday the state will receive $385 million over 18 years. The $26 billion settlement is the second largest multi-state settlement in U.S. history after a similar deal reached with tobacco companies. According to the Colorado Attorney General's office, the companies will start releasing funds to a national administrator on April 2nd, and the money will become available to state and local governments this summer or early fall. Before we go to the weather, the KGNU newsroom wants to thank Jamie Sudler for his 9 years of service as a volunteer headlines producer. Jamie began producing the headlines in 2013 at the suggestion of then news director Joel Edelstein. Since then, he has spent countless volunteer hours compiling the news summaries for KGNU listeners, arriving at the Denver studio oftentimes before anyone else at the Buell Media Center. While Jamie is stepping down from headlines production, you will continue to hear him on the Morning Magazine every Tuesday with This Week in Water and in a KGNU newsroom series that's currently in development. In today's weather, we'll have sunny skies and warmer temperatures across the Front Range. The National Weather Service forecasts a high of 58 degrees today in Boulder, with a low of 33. Highs are expected to remain in the upper 50s and low 60s for the rest of the week. Denver should see similar weather with a high of 62 degrees today and a forecast of highs in the 60s for the remainder of the week. Temperatures are expected to reach 57 degrees today in Fort Collins. Outside the Boulder studios, it's 45 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Ellie Stuckrath.